Welcome to this June 7th evening prayer service. It is a blessing for me to be able to lead you in this time as we come before God, lifting up our prayers, our burdens, and our thanks for the blessings that we find in this life. Throughout this service, there will be opportunities for you to participate, either in responsive readings or in prayers that we will offer together. I also invite you, if you are able, to find a candle, to bring it to the space in which you are coming before God in prayer, that we might help to create that space. If you do not have a candle, gather around this one as we light it this night. As we light this candle, we are reminded of Christ, a light that no darkness can overcome. In this season of Pentecost, we are reminded so much of how important light is. May Christ be our guide in this time as we pray. May Christ be our guide beyond this time all the way. I invite you now to join me in our responsive reading of Psalm 17. Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From you let my vindication come. Let your eyes see the right. If you try my heart, if you visit me by night, if you test me, you will find no wickedness in me. My mouth does not transgress. As for what others do, by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love. O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. In this psalm, we are reminded that God reaches out to us in those times when we feel most broken, that when we are struggling and striving against so much in our lives, we can turn to God for God's embrace. Let us reflect on the words of the psalm as the music plays. God knows us intimately, sometimes more than we know ourselves. So let us come before God in prayer in this moment, offering up our brokenness to the one who seeks to make us whole. As night closes in, we admit that sometimes we crave the darkness. We think that it hides the parts of us that we don't want others to see, that we don't want you to see. But you, O God, know us inside and out, and no darkness can hide us from your searching gaze. Remind us that you search for us not to punish, but to cherish, that your love embraces us even when we don't love ourselves. Forgive us for seeking the darkness when your light waits in us to shine. Guide us, we pray, to the path that you have placed at our feet. We ask this and all things in the strong name of Christ. Amen. The assurance of God's love is that even when we wrap ourselves in darkness, God breaks into our lives with light. God breaks in not to show us our brokenness and sin, but to show us that we are loved. Thanks be to God for such a love as this. And now we turn to the book of Job, and I welcome the voice of Jennifer Petrichen, who will offer this reading.
Today's scripture is taken from the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 1 to 22. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil. There were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 donkeys, and very many servants, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. His sons used to go and hold feasts in one another's houses in turn, and they would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And when the feast days had run their course, Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." This is what Job always did. One day, the heavenly beings came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down on it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away evil." Then Satan answered the Lord, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not put a fence around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand now, and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Very well, all that he has is in your power. Only do not stretch out your hand against him." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. One day, when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing, and the donkeys were feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell on them and carried them off and killed the servants with the edge of the sword. I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "The Chaldeans have formed 3 columns, made a raid on the camels, and carried them off and killed the servants with the edge of the sword. I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came across the desert, struck the 4 corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead. I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, and fell on the ground and worshipped. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrongdoing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We started looking at the first verses of the book of Job on Wednesday morning in our morning prayer service, and again today in our regular worship service. And we look at it one more time tonight. And we can't help but identify with Job in so many ways. We can see the world around us seemingly falling apart. And yet, like Job, we continue to call out to God, reaching out to God to be present with us. And so, as we reflect on the words of Job, let us think of the ways that we can be partners in the rebuilding of creation as we move from this night into tomorrow. With hearts broken for a broken world, let us turn to God in prayer. We come to you this night, O God, in search of so many things. We are searching for guidance, for stability, for encouragement, for hope. We are searching for these things from you. Hear us this night as we cry out for your help, as we shout with gladness our thanks. Hear us, O God, as we pray. In the story of Job, we see a world in tatters and we cannot help but to identify with the man. The ground that was once firm has become like shifting sands beneath our feet. And so we pray, O God, for the world. We pray for the places near and far that are torn apart by hate, prejudice, and oppression. We pray for our kindred whose voices are being silenced. And we pray for those who are standing up in the face of racism and injustice. Encourage us, we pray, to find our place in the work of bringing justice to situations that cry out for action. Hear, O God, our prayers for a world broken by hate. Hear, O God, our prayers for a world that can be mended by love. Even in our brokenness, even in our grief, we, like Job, come to you in worship, praise, even in thanksgiving. Hear us this night as we give thanks for the day that was, for the encounters that we had with our kindred in this world, for the ways that we helped to change the world for the better, even if that action was small. We pray for all those who fought to get through this day, whether they are struggling with health, finances, or prejudice. Support them, we pray, O God. Help us to be a support in their life. We also give thanks for the opportunity to worship freely, even though it's at a distance, to lift our burdens and our joys to you without fear of oppression. And so we pray for those for whom worship is not something they can do without fear of their own safety. We also give thanks for the night to come, for the chance to renew our bodies and prepare for tomorrow. Inspire us as we sleep to be partners in creation, active participants in bringing your grace and love to a world much in need of both. Hear us, O God, as we give thanks and pray for your guidance. Lastly, we pray for ourselves. As we begin this week, as we strive to follow in your way, O God, we ask for these things. We pray that you give us the strength that we need to support one another through these difficult times, to lift up those who have been brought low. Give us the courage that we need to put ourselves between the oppressor and the oppressed, to risk ourselves for the care of our neighbors, our kindred. Give us your light. You are calling us to dark places, and we need your light to guide us and to encourage us. We also pray that you hear the silent prayers of our hearts, prayers that we lift to you in the quiet of this moment. These are the prayers of your people. These are the prayers offered by our lips and shouted from our hearts. Hear them as we bring them together, bind them together in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you did light a candle this night, I invite you to blow it out and offer with me this prayer for guidance. We go into the darkness of this night. Send your light before us. Guide us from fear to hope, from dusk to dawn, from life to death and beyond. Be our companion, our strength, our courage as we journey into the unknown of this night, this life that you have gifted us. We ask this and all things in the strong name of Christ. Amen. Now go. Go into this night and into this week with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs to share the good news that you have heard this night and to share your gifts in those places and situations most in need of them. Amen.